Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara Casey Starr podcast, where manifestation gets ridiculously fun and real, and of course magnetic. I'm Solara, and today we're talking about what happens when you start living each day as if the universe is conspiring in your favor. Because let's get real, some days it really does not feel that way. You might spill your coffee down that white jumper. Your phone might die or your laptop might die right before that big call. Or someone says something that just sends you overthinking and into some kind of spiral. And it can feel like life is against you some days. But this is what I've discovered. I've discovered that every single thing, even the annoying coffee stain on the white jumper or the dying of the laptop before that big call, any challenge, all the challenges, are actually the universe helping us in some way or another. So how could that be with the coffee down the jumper? Well, it might mean slowing down a little bit and being a bit more present in your environment, or with a laptop dying, like maybe you're overconsumed, trying to squeeze everything in and hopping from one thing to another without any spaciousness or gaps, just to allow yourself to enjoy the flow. But what if all these kind of little annoying challenges and even the big challenges were pointing you towards something bigger? Were pointing you towards healing, pointing you towards some kind of clearing for your upgrade? Getting all these little niggly or big sometimes bits out of the way so that the upgrade that you are praying for arrives. If we think about the law of attraction, it is simple, and what we focus on expands because our energy is magnetic. If we're focusing on lack and doom and gloom and the universe is against us, we're only going to see and experience more of the same because we're looking at life through that lens of belief. So what I'm going to invite you to do is to become fiercely loyal to the universe and to possibility. And you do need to become fiercely loyal to possibility. It's almost like a ride or die kind of loyalty. So even when things look messy, out of sync, and even when the evidence around you is screaming otherwise, I want you to dig deep into the fact that possibility is still alive for you. If you keep choosing to believe that the universe is helping you, not hindering you, helping you, you can start to see options where before you may only have seen obstacles. And that loyalty to possibility is what is going to keep your energy magnetic. What I've learned is we do need to become a procreator with the universe. So being fiercely loyal and knowing that we can't just have everything handed to us on a plate. We need to be an active participant, because the universe doesn't want to just hand you things on a plate. It wants to become a team player. It wants to work with you. So it's like procreation. You bring your energy, you bring your mindset, you bring your actions, you bring your healings, you bring your clearings, and the universe will bring you the opportunities and the magic. And together you co-create something beautiful. That's what manifestation is. It's not you sitting back, waiting for the universe to bring you everything. And it's not about the universe doing it all for you either. But instead, it's the scrumptious, delicious, magnetic partnership where you're both invested in the outcome. If you think about the Native American prophecy, you may have heard it before. If so, great revision. If you haven't, then this helps to illustrate what I'm saying a little bit further. A Native American grandfather, he sits with his grandson and he says, "Son, there's a battle going on inside all of us, a battle between two wolves. One wolf is full of doubt and fear and negativity and anger and complaining. The other wolf is full of love and gratitude and optimism, possibility, laughter, joy, creativity." And the grandson sits and thinks about it for a while, and he says, "Grandfather, which wolf wins?" And the grandfather replies, "My son, whichever one you feed." So every single day, in this moment, before you put this podcast episode on, after this episode, you're going to be feeding one of those wolves. You're feeding it with your thoughts, with your focus, with your energy, with your action. And whichever one you feed will be the one that grows stronger. Now, there's so many different types of positive wolf food, if you like. And one of them is viewing challenges through the lens of the universe's way of upgrading you. It may be finally nudging you to look after yourself properly, to eat better perhaps, to rest more, take breaks, take gaps, nourish yourself, create better boundaries with people. Maybe it's upgrading your circle of friendships, removing negativity, pulling you away from toxic dynamics perhaps, and drawing in people who actually see you, support you, celebrate you. So we're never being punished, but we are always being given opportunities to realign to the higher version of ourselves. Because life is always going to reflect back the patterns and the beliefs that you hold inside of you. So the lens that you are looking at your life through will always determine your experience. So if you see challenges as against you, as life working away from you, against you, you're going to spiral down. But if you see challenges as working for you, you're going to climb up. Because if you hold the lens of belief that the universe is working in your favor and that everything that comes along your path is an opportunity to clear, to heal, to grow, to become a better version of yourself, that's when you are going to start making some more consistent traction, because the lens that you choose is going to make all the difference on your journey. And many of us, when we're going through challenges, we say, well, why is this happening to me? Like, why am I being punished by the universe? Why this? Why that? You're not. It's happening for you. The universe wants you to succeed. It wants to help you, but it can't do it on its own. There's certain things that need to happen, certain clearings that need to take place, certain healing, certain mindset shifts, certain removal of people or things from your life that are no longer serving you or holding you back. And that's when everything changes. Everything. So how do we actually live like the universe is conspiring in our favor? There's so many different ways. I mean, every single episode I create for you is all designed to help you look at life through this lens. One of the big ones that I notice a lot, I've noticed in myself, in my past, in some of the one-to-one clients that I'm working with or just generally around, is about moaning and complaining about what's not happening, about what's going wrong, that everything's doom and gloom. If you're spending your days or even moments in your days moaning and complaining, you're investing that energy into the creation of more of the same. So you're basically sending the universe a giant shopping list of everything that you don't want to experience. And guess what? You're going to see more of it because what you focus on expands. Complaining is like feeding the wrong wolf every single time. But what you can do is you can shift that at any moment. Like, now is your chance to pivot back into possibility and instead just pause and ask, where am I putting my focus right now? And is this what I want to experience more of? Am I focusing on the outcome that I actually desire? Because my love, your energy is way too precious to waste on moaning and complaining. Invest your energy wisely, which leads me on to the next one, is becoming that active participant, like I mentioned earlier. So universe isn't your PA, it's your co-creator, it's your team player. So team up with it, become friends. Instead of waiting for everything to magically fall into your lap, ask, what's my part? What's one step that I can take today to show that I'm ready, to show that I'm active, to show that I'm in it, to show that I'm here? And all we have to ever do is just take the next step. Just that one step, that 1% shift. You don't have to overwhelm yourself by trying to bring in a whole host of change, which you're going to struggle to stack into your busy, compressed life as it is right now. just one small shift. Because when we do overwhelm ourselves, we just go into this freeze mode and we feel like failures because we don't achieve everything that we've said we're going to achieve on our shopping list. I've got a shopping list in my mind. Woohoo! Let's write a shopping list, actually, of everything that we want. Get your journal, get your pen. And just like the universe is this giant supermarket of possibility, go shopping, write everything down, seal that, put it away, and in 6 months' time, get it back out and tick everything off your list. That's what I did. I wrote down 100 wishes quite some time ago, like a shopping list. And that was actually really exciting because when I did find that list, it was about 6 months later, I could tick off the majority of it. I couldn't tick off all of it, but I was so impressed with the amount that I was able to tick off it. So going back to before the shopping list is when you set yourself up for success, you will succeed. And that's why the 1% shift is going to work in your favor. So what small thing can you do today, this week, to move you closer to the life that you want? And it might be something as drinking more water. It might be writing 3 things down that you're grateful for before you go to bed. It might be saying no to something that you've been saying yes to for so long, but it just drains your energy. It's not in alignment. You feel completely out of integrity. Because all of these small shifts add up to one big mammoth change. And as long as you are consistent with your small shifts, you will create big effects, big changes over time. So remember, a grateful heart always attracts more to be grateful for. Always. So instead of the moaning and complaining, what can you be grateful for in this moment? When you consistently acknowledge what you already have, you open the door for the universe to bring you more of it because what you focus on expands. So my lovelies, here's a couple of little reflections for you then. So what challenge are you currently facing? And ponder on how might that actually be helping you? Is it showing you where you need to heal? Is it showing you where you're ready to upgrade? Is it showing you what you're ready to let go of? Any toxic people or patterns? Is it showing you where perhaps you need to be a bit more in control? If it's a financial challenge, are you a good money manager? You might want to go to my episode where we talk about upgrading your money story. It's only a few episodes ago, so have a little scroll back down. There's so many things that we can do, and everything is designed to help us to become a better version of ourselves. And the next prompt for you to ponder is, where in your life are you focusing on what you don't want instead of what you do want? Because remember, what you focus on expands. What you give your attention to, you're going to see more of. So a simple exercise is thinking one thing that you don't want and then flipping it to its exact opposite. So I don't want to feel tired anymore. What do I want? I want to feel energized. Okay, what can I do? What 1% action can I take in order to help me feel more energized? I don't want to feel so drained by this relationship anymore. Well, what do you want? I want to surround myself with like-minded people that uplift and inspire me. What 1% shift can I take in order to bring that into my reality? I don't want to feel like I'm rushing from pillar to post the whole time. Well, what do you want to feel? I want to feel I have space to breathe and enjoy my life and move from one thing to another in a graceful and relaxing, calm way. Great. What 1% shift can you take in order to bring that into your reality? Active participation. So what 1% shift can you take to align you more deeply with the outcome that you desire? Because the universe is not out to get you. I can promise you that. It's not trying to test you or push you or trick you. It's working with you. So every twist, every turn, every perceived delay, every challenge, it's either clearing, upgrading, or realigning you. And your job is to make sure that you continue to feed the right wolf. Focus on what you do want. Invest your energy wisely. Take one small step or action that shows the universe you're a team player and shows the universe you're an active participant and that you are ready. Oh, I'm feeling well inspired now. Woohoo! I'm going to continue with my 1% shifts. If you loved this episode, I would really love for you to support my work and to write a review, whatever platform you are listening on, or perhaps share it with somebody that could really hear this information right now. Things feel very challenging for people right now, and sometimes we just need one thing that can help shift and change our direction. If you would like to have access to some of my guided meditations on Insight Timer, I'm going to pop the link in the show notes. Some of them are really old, like recorded years ago. Some of them are more recent, so just go to whatever you feel drawn to. But they're all designed to shift your energy and to help you step more into flow. And if you're ready for more personal support, whether that's shifting patterns, getting insights into why some challenges you can't seem to make your way through, so breaking through blocks, or just stepping into the next version of you, I would love to see how I can help you along that journey in our one-to-one coaching together, perhaps. And you can find all my details on my website, www.solarastar.com. And again, I'll pop the link in the show notes. And of course, come out and hang out with me on Instagram, send me a DM, what's speaking to you, what if you have any questions on the law of attraction, how I can create even more content that can help you to grow and become a better version of yourself. I would absolutely love to do that and support you. Until next time, remember, the universe really is conspiring in your favor, always. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.